Myrtle, Harry said slowly, how am I supposed to breathe? At this, Myrtle's eyes filled with sudden tears again.
Tactless, she muttered, groping in her robes for a handkerchief.
What's tactless? Said Harry, bewildered.
Talking about breathing in front of me,
she said shrilly, and her voice echoed loudly around the bathroom.
When I can't, when I haven't, not for ages.
She buried her face in her handkerchief and sniffed loudly. Harry remembered how touchy Myrtle had always been about being dead, but none of the other ghosts he knew made such a fuss about it. Sorry, he said impatiently. I didn't mean, I just forgot.
Oh, yes, very easy to forget Myrtle's dead,
said Myrtle, gulping, looking at him out of swollen eyes.
Nobody missed me, even when I was alive. Took them hours and hours to find my body. I know. I was sitting there waiting for them. Olive Hornby came into the bathroom. Are you in here again, sulking Myrtle? She said, because Professor Dippet asked me to look for you. And then she saw my body. Ooh, she didn't forget it until her dying day. I made sure of that. Followed her around and reminded her I did. I remember at her brother's wedding.
But Harry wasn't listening. He was thinking about the merpeople's song again. We've taken what you'll sorely miss. That sounded as though they were going to steal something of his, something he had to get back. What were they going to take?
And then, of course, she went to the Ministry of Magic to stop me stalking her. So I had to come back here and live in my toilet.
Good, said Harry vaguely. Well, I'm a lot further on than I was. Shut your eyes again, will you? I'm getting out. He retrieved the egg from the bottom of the bath, climbed out, dried himself, and pulled on his pyjamas and dressing gown again.
Will you come and visit me in my bathroom again sometime?
Moaning Myrtle asked mournfully as Harry picked up the invisibility cloak.
I'll try,
Harry said, though privately thinking the only way he'd be visiting Myrtle's bathroom again was if every other toilet in the castle got blocked. See you, Myrtle. Thanks for your help.
Bye. Bye,
she said gloomily, and as Harry put on the invisibility cloak, he saw her zoom back up the tap. Out in the open corridor, Harry examined the Marauder's map to check that the coast was still clear. Yes, the dots belonging to Filch and his cat, Mrs. Norris, were safely in their office. Nothing else seemed to be moving, apart from Peeves, though he was bouncing around the trophy room on the floor above. Harry had taken his first step back toward Gryffindor Tower when something else on the map caught his eye, something distinctly odd. Peeves was not the only thing that was moving. A single dot was flitting around a room in the bottom left-hand corner, Snape's office. But the dot wasn't labelled Severus Snape. It was Bartemius Crouch. Harry stared at the dot. Mr. Crouch was supposed to be too ill to go to work or to come to the Yule Ball. So what was he doing sneaking into Hogwarts at 1 o'clock in the morning? Harry watched closely as the dot moved around and around the room, pausing here and there. Harry hesitated, thinking, and then his curiosity got the better of him. He turned and set off in the opposite direction toward the nearest staircase. He was going to see what Crouch was up to. Harry walked down the stairs as quietly as possible, though the faces in some of the portraits still turned curiously at the squeak of a floorboard, the rustle of his pyjamas. He crept along the corridor below, pushed aside a tapestry about halfway along, and proceeded down a narrower staircase, a shortcut that would take him down 2 floors. He kept glancing down at the map, wondering. It just didn't seem in character, somehow, for correct, law-abiding Mr. Crouch to be sneaking around somebody else's office this late at night. And then, halfway down the staircase, not thinking about what he was doing, nor concentrating on anything but the peculiar behaviour of Mr. Crouch, Harry's legs suddenly sank right through the trick step Neville always forgot to jump. He gave an ungainly wobble, and the golden egg, still damp from the bath, slipped from under his arm. He lurched forward to try and catch it, but too late. The egg fell down the long staircase with a bang as loud as a bass drum on every step. The invisibility cloak slipped. Harry snatched at it, and the marauder's map fluttered out of his hand and slid down 6 stairs, where, sunk in the step to above his knee, he couldn't reach it.